Support for Lanyap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.
Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. It's all things catfish this weekend in Winnsboro as the town prepares to host the Franklin Parish Catfish Festival. Leslie Young is the event's publicity director and joins me by phone to share about the celebration. Leslie, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Well, one of the most popular festivals in our area. Leslie, what is new for this year's event?
Well, it's not so much what's new. It's just if it's not broke, we're not going to fix it. It's going great. We have three entertainment stages, all-day-long musical entertainment. We have delicious fried catfish, arts and crafts. It's just the most family-friendly, fun festival in Northeast Louisiana. We want everybody to join us.
Definitely a collection of musical artists scheduled to appear. You mentioned some of the headlining acts. Who will be appearing this year?
We're so excited to welcome Dina Carter back to Winnsboro. She's got Franklin Parish roots, and she'll be bringing her band. She's kind of a Strawberry Wine fame back in the day, and she's just an awesome artist. Her dad, Fred Carter Jr., was a renowned studio musician and producer that's from Franklin Parish, so we're just delighted to have her back.
Also, a Canadian group, I understand, will be appearing this year.
Yes, New World Sun. Their build is gospel, but they have a kind of a funky root music background, too, so I think they're going to be a lot of fun. A great act. There's literally something for every musical taste. We've got Christian and gospel acts, country music, rock, blues, just anything you can imagine. If you love music, you'll find something to enjoy that day.
A gentleman with contemporary Christian roots, also a Southern gospel, Michael English.
Michael English, he's right, lead vocalist with the Gaither Family Vocal Band, a very popular group, and he'll be performing also. We're just loaded up. Our entertainment director, Nathan Roberts, just does an excellent job every year providing just such a good variety of musical entertainment.
Not only the headlining acts, but also lots of local names going to be appearing on the stages as well.
Right. Our very own Gene King and the Franklin Opry Band will be performing. Lainey Wilson, who's a local girl who's made good, will be coming back home to perform. And just a lot of really fun local acts that we love welcoming back and featuring, kind of highlighting our very own homegrown talent.
One of the things of note is the Kent Family Circus. Share about this.
Well, this is a nine member family that will be performing throughout the day. We have, in addition to the musical stages and a kind of a kid-friendly stage behind the old post office museum, we'll have several acts that will be just performing just throughout the festival grounds. And the Kent Family Circus, they'll be doing some part vaudeville, part acrobatic type act. So I think it'll be a lot of fun for the family.
Also, I understand Steve Trash will be making an appearance.
Yes, I've not seen this fellow, but I'm excited. He's an eco magician, very green, and so I think it'll be a lot of fun.
Well, of course, the biggest star of the weekend is the festival's namesake. How much is catfish served up for festival goers?
Well, primarily, we like it good old southern
fried
catfish. We'll have it's homegrown pond-raised catfish. It is delicious. We usually fry up a couple of tons of catfish on Catfish Festival Day. Four different groups will be cooking and serving it all throughout the day. It's kind of a nice opportunity for several churches and other civic groups to make funds for their causes by serving us and keeping us in catfish all day.
With the 28th annual festival, it's truly a community effort. Share about how this event is brought together each and every year.
Well, you know, we started 28 years ago, just a small group of folks kind of looking for an opportunity to put the spotlight on Franklin Parish, welcome folks to our area. And we kind of threw something together, and we were just shocked and amazed when 6,000 people showed up. We were just delighted and had no budget, and it's just grown from that point. When we started, we were on the front of the elementary school campus in Winnsboro, and now the festival has grown to encompass the entire downtown area. We block off part of 15 and have about 18,000 people coming through the town that day, and it's just a wonderful benefit, you know, to our community. Local businesses do great that day, in addition to a lot of area groups benefiting from the opportunities to raise funds for their causes on that day.
There is an admission fee associated with attending the festival. Share for a moment about how those proceeds go back into the local area. I understand scholarship programs are part in several other things.
Right, right. It's a $5 admission, which is, we feel like, a great bargain for a day of entertainment for the whole family. But we have sponsored thousands of dollars worth of scholarships each year for outstanding high school seniors in Franklin Parish. In addition, we support other business and community ventures. We put on a fireworks show associated with our Christmas parade. We've also built a children's park in Winsboro. So there's lots of ways that we just constantly are looking to plow our funds back into the community and into hosting another great festival each year.
Say it's somebody's first year to attend, Leslie. What is a Do Not Miss booth or something that's taking place as part of the festival that you would recommend that they make sure that they get by and take a look at?
Well, I definitely swing by all three of the stages, and then just the shopping encompasses the entire district. It's a lot of fun. We have an absolutely gorgeous antique car show as well. The antique cars will be lined up on Highway 15, and they're just beautiful, and that's just a real focal point of the festival. There's also, we have our old post office on historic Prairie Street in Winsboro has been converted to a beautiful museum, and there's a Clementine Hunter exhibit there throughout the day that is a don't miss thing. And if you're curious and need more information, there's a gazebo on Highway 15 where that'll be staffed with Catfish Festival volunteers who can kind of help point you in the right direction when you get there.
Leslie, when do activities get underway?
It's 8 a.m. and we'll be going until 5 p.m.
How can you find out more about the Catfish Festival?
We have a website, www.franklinparishcatfishfestival.com. We're also on Facebook and Twitter, and you can find tons of information at our website. Or just come on down to Winsboro. Everybody will point you in the right direction. We just feel like we're hosting a big old party, and we want everybody to come.
Leslie Young is the Events Publicity Director for the Franklin Parish Catfish Festival coming up this weekend. Leslie, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
You can hear this and other Landiap podcasts by visiting the listening room at kedm.org.